Hi, I'm Art Kaplan from the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center in New York City. So what do you do when your patient says, hey doc, I'm using a supplement, or I'm taking some vitamins, or I'm involved in something that comes out of a health food store? Do you say, that's great, or ignore it? Or might you even say, oh, well, if you're into that, I sell that in my office. There are a lot of doctors, I think sadly, who are starting to get involved in the sale of supplements, in the sale of vitamins, right out of their offices as a way to make additional money. To me, it's unethical. It's also unethical to the American Medical Association, to the Canadian Medical Association, and many other groups who say, look, you can't, out of your own office, be selling things like that. We all know that it would be wrong to set up a pharmacy and then prescribe, but why is it any better to say, hey, you know, I have things you could buy down the street in a store, but you can buy them from me if they don't work? And that's probably the biggest problem with pushing supplements, as many prominent docs do on television, or selling them in your office as a way to supplement your income. The evidence that people need vitamins in the United States is non-existent. People who have a balanced diet or have as much food around as we do, they don't really need to take multivitamins. If you're looking out there at the supplement world, it's unregulated, it's uncontrolled, and most of the claims that have been assessed turn out to be false in terms of giving you more resistance to the flu or improving your eye health or the many, many other claims that the supplement industry is notorious for, whether it's bee pollen or echinacea or whatever it is that's being pushed and promoted. There isn't much evidence that it works. Now, we sin too. Even at the best of hospitals, I've noticed increasingly at some of the cancer centers, if you want aromatherapy or manipulation or other things, they're part of the package that's offered as a way to pull patients from cancer program A to come get their cancer care at hospital B. We have all the alternatives. So I don't think we're doing ourselves any favors when we say we stand for evidence, we stand for science, we stand for proof. Even in some of our fanciest hospitals and cancer centers, you can see, if you will, the supplement business hard at work. Well, I think it's wrong, and I think it ought not begin in the doctor's office. I think what we should be saying is, if you want to use vitamins, if you want to use supplements, here's what's known, here's what's proven. Unless you have a vitamin deficiency or you think a particular patient may not be getting everything they need in their diet, I think the right thing to do is to point them toward the literature and say, a lot of this stuff doesn't work. It isn't to point them to the back of your office and say, I can sell that to you too. I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. Thanks for watching.